USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We've seen all the pictures where houses are literally covered beyond the roof. You don't even know there's a house there.
Now President Trump has seen the devastation in person, visiting parts of North and South Carolina yesterday, which were devastated by Hurricane Florence, and the flooding continues.
Some of the flooding is actually epic, hard to believe.
The president saying the federal government started early with storm preparation and will be staying late to make sure that everything gets done. A lawyer for the woman who accuses Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of sexual assault says there's no need to rush to a hearing. However, Republicans have scheduled a hearing on Monday to address Christine Blasey Ford's claim that Kavanaugh held her down and groped her when they were teenagers. And Republicans say it's either that hearing on Monday or nothing. And this is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
A woman convicted of helping to kidnap Elizabeth Smart was released from prison yesterday and placed at a hotel in South Salt Lake, Utah. But Wanda Barzee's new neighbors aren't too happy she's there. This woman says she ran into Barzee at the South Salt Lake Hotel and didn't realize at first who she was.
I remember her face because I smile. I always smile at everyone around here. They're all homeless. And I said, hi, not realizing it was her, though.
That woman saying she may move out of the complex if Barzee stays for too long. Barzee's on supervised probation and could be sent back to prison if she fails to follow conditions of her release. The State Department says terrorists killed fewer people last year. The State Department report saying deaths from terrorists fell by 27%, attacks down 23% as compared to 2016. Tom Selleck is leaving the National Rifle Association Board of Directors, the actor stepping down because of a busy work schedule. This is USA Radio News.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
A new poll finding Democrat Andrew Gillum leading in the race for governor of Florida. A survey of likely voters by Reuters, Ipsos, and the University of Virginia Center for Politics, giving the Tallahassee mayor 50% support as compared to 44% for Republican Ron DeSantis. Gillum is ahead of DeSantis also among independents by a wide margin, 61% to 21%. A newly promoted naval officer and mother of three found dead in Jacksonville, Florida, on the same day she was to get a restraining order on her boyfriend. USA Radio's Wendy King has that story.
Chief Petty Officer Andrea Washington was found dead just after midnight. The Jacksonville Sheriff's Office is treating the case as a suspected homicide. Details on how she died have not yet been released. According to a police report, Danny Beard, her boyfriend, pointed a gun in her face and threatened to kill her on September 2nd. Washington was a 19-year veteran of the U.S. Navy and worked as a gas turbine mechanic on the USS Hugh City, which is a guided missile cruiser based at Mayport. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And LeBron James is teaming up with the director of Marvel's Black Panther for Space Jam 2, a follow-up to the 1996 live-action film featuring Michael Jordan and the Looney Tunes bunch. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.